kurwa się wszanę. Zojchalim wyrojadim i pnej bojacho. So let's bow down. So when I said that a Yid was going in the street in Russia and a car stops near him, a couple KGB people come out, they pull him in a prison. Now they're choshed him that, you know, he did all different averes, Dalton. And in 3 or 4 days, there'll be a mishpat, and they will decide, you know, if he's living, he's going to Siberia. Kids are trying to knock on the door, you know, mamish a small little room, he's mamish belachatz, crying. It's 4 more days, he doesn't know what he did, what they know, what they don't know. It's mamish aher and ahin. All of his hair turned white, gleich. Lost weight, mamish looks like a shever kli, you know, a mishpat in Russia, in the old days, it's been terrible. He's sitting here with such a pachat, such a lachatz. And then, after 2 days, the guy opens the door and tells him, I'll tell you the truth, I'm a yid like you. And there's no shaychas bichlal, you didn't do no averes. I just wanted to get you ready to Rosh Hashanah a little bit, to chab the matzah of Yom Adin. So he said, well, it's not going to be real. It's only Rosh Hashanah. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. It's not Negev Oyem, Be'etzim. All of us are ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. It's not one person that is here that is not a ma'amin, b'nei ma'amin. Shebo Rosh Hashanah yikaseivu. Ubi yomtipo, tzemtipo yichaseimu. Kamo yavrun, kamo yiborun, mi yichye, mi yisyaso, mi yoru, mi yishofel. Everyone believes in it. And even so, I'm standing now, a week before Rosh Hashanah, and there's no pachat. We're working on themselves to get the pachat. I saw, you know, the beginning is man, you see the bochim standing there in line to get into the Rosh Hashiva. Yeah, but I saw, you know, you could see on their ponim a shtikl as a pachat, and he wanted to himself, what is the ganze pachat, yeah? Most people get accepted anyways. So maybe he'll be from the couple that are not, and in Rosh Hashanah, this same guy has less pachat. And all of us are here, we're trying maybe to get the pachad, yeah? But that listen, pachad is not something you have to work on. When you're scared, you're scared. Someone doesn't have to work on himself to be scared from the dog. He's working on himself. Anyone managed to be scared. It's a pachad. And all of us are ma'aminim. I don't think it's one person that is nish ma'amin. If we're not be ma'amin, we're not be shemot teir or mitzvahs. Ki yesochol lipu ulosach. All of us are believing. So that's the first thing when a person wants to be oved, I want to speak very lemaisadik for Rosh Hashanah. The alavez of the avoda is, why take we don't have a pachat? Why take we don't have a pachat? Why are we not scared? So no, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is coming. Why we don't have a pachat? In the middle we will have a pachat. I don't think in a second a person will not be doing tshuva. Sidah a pachat. Why we don't have a pachat? What is the answer? The Yetzer Hara gives us a feeling. This is the Aleph Beis. Mashehoyo hu sheyeh. Mashehoyo hu sheyeh. The people that live. The people that die. You see, that year that you see a person David so stark Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tzoretz. You see the other person, Bichlanish gegangen to shul, Kofel Kiflaim. And the male person doesn't feel Be'etzem, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't speak to him. That's the emes. That's the emes. Of how do we believe? But the Yetzer Hara puts us a kippurin that we don't see it. The famous Maaseh Papa Mol was 2 Yidden that passed the Holocaust. One his number was 2256. One his number was 2257. They came to Elam HaEmes. 2256 got a 500,000 palaces of gold. 2257 got 1 million palaces of gold. Both of them were in Auschwitz. One's number was 2256. One was 2257. 2256 gets 500,000 palaces of gold. 2257 gets 1 million palaces of gold. So 2256 goes over there to the place. He complained, "Ich weiß nicht." And the Freaks, "Doch Eile Mahemes." We're together 6 years in Auschwitz. The same bunk. One night, I was in the bottom, he was on the top. One Shabbos, I kept Shabbos, he went to work. The other Shabbos, Vakel. I put on tefillin one day, he put on another day. I said, we mamash retain, mamash Shabbat b'Shabbat. How it could be in Eilam HaEmes, he has They have 1,000,000 palaces of gold. I only got 500,000. So 2 days they told him, you remember the last, I remember. So you remember the last day of Auschwitz? Remember the guy came, Nazi, and he shooted 2.257, bullet went in his head, he fell on the floor, but he didn't die, the neshama didn't go out. So the Nazi sent a big black dog to take off pieces from him. Geschlepp, but Ivaito didn't die. So the Nazi started to step on him, until he managed to kill him. After 2 hours, the neshama went out. You picked up your eyes to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and said, Rebbeinu Shalom, I was 6 years in Auschwitz. Wires in the ears, and the pillow. Auschwitz, 6 years Auschwitz, Rebbeinu Shalom, I can't anymore. But ein kleine Zach von der Rebbeinu Shalom. When the bullet hits me, take my neshama right away. And after 6 years of Auschwitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not say no. And when the bullet hit you, the neshama went right away out. Right away you died. If it has 2 hours, that 2.257 suffered terrible, for that he got another 500,000 palaces. He suffered for being a Yid. She says, Ribbono shel Olam, why you listen to me? Tell him it's too late. A person has to know the Aleph Beis, the Ramban Zoglus in Shara Gmul, those are the Psyche from the Ramban for Rish HaShomet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dan, Kol Echod Ve'echod, Sido Adin, more from the Kebabah, Mamish, a real Din, Mamish, Din Gomu. And Lo Yimolet Echot Min Adin. Rav Ruderman says a Moshul, Chochmo Musa, he brings down that a Yid was going in the street, and someone told him, Do Aveire, an Egiya Asura. Two Yidim were walking in the street, and the guy comes and says, Do an Egiya. Well, if not, I will do terrible zachen to you. Not kill you, but terrible zachen. The first year, he does it. The second year, says, no, I'm not Oymen the Nisoyen. The guy peels off his skin, chops off his fingers, chops off his toes, puts salt on it. He's laying like this. Mamish meduke yisurim. Another 90 years. And he dies as a... The other person, machtur tshuva noch dem, I'm sorry. And noch dem, was a ganze Rosh Hashiva, a ganze Tamid Chochem, a ganze Rosh Hashivayit. Tzedakah is out. When Yana will come to the Shemaim, how much he will suffer for what he touched? Has to be that he will suffer more from what this person suffered in this world. Because if not, chaval to listen. You're getting worse. Avada loyala adas, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, and don't do that, upstairs the punishment for ein aveira. It's lay human gear super. What is the punishment for ein aveira? For ein aveira. Ala kol yovo yaloikim b'mishpot. No boss. Say, alamol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Melech Rachmon. Lama Zogin is a person didn't have a good year so much. He's not davening fast Rosh Hashanah. Because Baruch Hu knows, but if he will have Chas V'Shalom, someone was sick in his family, he will start to daven of Machz Chizuk. Because Baruch Hu says he doesn't deserve it. Give him a Givaldik Yo. Chavrus, everything, anyway, we'll learn a half a story. Nothing will happen with him. Chas V'Shalom, don't give him Yisurim, we'll make him Tshuva. Another person, he's davening very good, but he's very white. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a shtickel Yisurim. Oh, now he will come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tzedakah is bainus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is done. Some people, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees, oh, he has a short life. I will give him a little bit Yisurim. Then he will say, Baruch Hashem, I got the Yisurim. Your Rebbe told the Bacher once, yeah, he came to complain, I can't learn, I'm very schwach. He said, I'm so jealous of you. Tzedakah echot b'tzar, Yisurim me'er shalai b'tzar. So I, Baruch Hashem, said, I was born with a gold spoon. Everything is good. I love learning. Everything is good for me. You're terrible. Ken chab, ken gonish, nishken kop, nishken gonish. When you learn one day, it's 100 of my days. In 3 years, in 3 days, you did it my year. In five years, you did it everything I will learn. I'm jealous of you. Person comes up to the Shemaim. He looks for schar. Tell him, Baruch Hashem, they give him a little bag. Schar. He said, Baruch Hashem, with one time, was such a hard day, everything was not going good, and I daven shach and shach, oh, first. And one more time, my chavrusa didn't come by nacht, and I learned very shach, oh, two. Chaval, I only had 2 hard days in my life. Ribbono shel Olam makes a cheshbon. We daven alamol, aber lo yodei yisurim v'chaloyim hoyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the people the zikui to be zeich in andere wege. The Aleph Beis, a person has to know, like the Ramban and Shara Gmul, everyone gets a din. Some people, they don't get the Yisurim because they will get the Yisurim She'en Keduk Masam. And every little Aveira, this is She'en Keduk Masam Yisurim. Kodesh Baruch Hot Rachman Es Amor. He gives you a little bit of Yisurim in this world. We daven, aber lo yad Yisurim v'chaloyim roim. V'kumen tzazeh et tfil estak et b'zoyich et edem. I'll call you over your loikim b'mishpot. No, Amor, we don't see it. Amor, like Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will give you the Yisurim. If a person daven's good, he will get hard days. But he will manage to win the hard days. That he will get echot b'tzar, yoisim v'mer shaloi b'tzar. Millions, millions, millions he will get. Because he davened good, he will get a hard year. He davened shvach nosh. He doesn't deserve echot b'tzar. Make it easy to him. He will learn gishmak. He'll get a little bag, sandwich bag in the end of the year. And he'll be a shvacher year. Next year, even shvacher. Make it easy to him. Panosah and every single can go nisyonis. Gomish. Hashem will give him one more time nisyonis that he will not be amen. And gomish, he can come in with gomish. So the Aleph base, when a person goes to the Rosh Hashanah, he has to know, he has to mishanin it again and again. It's not even one thing. It's not even one thing, shalai yovei aleikim b'mishpot. It's not even one little thing, shalai yovei aleikim b'mishpot. The deen is tehoim rabo. Tehoim rabo. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tevea? Of every little zach, every little negia, every little aveira, every tefila, every shem shamayim. Every bit of Torah. Chofetz Chaim, they found him crying once. It was 5 minutes, he didn't know what he did in 5 minutes. He had 5 minutes extra. 2 minutes, they say, that in the whole year, he didn't know how to arayin zetz. Ala kol yovei aleikim b'mishpot. It's not kimeh b'darav minei. It's not kimeh b'darav minei, it's like the Chofetz Chaim. Person did aveiras, he b'nitva b'tul teir, and he's not like, and yadar zach yo b'nitva. This is the alibi that the person has to say to himself. It's not that he will see it. A good year and a bad year, bichlal, doesn't make a difference. Some people, like Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, he learned so stark this year. But I know, if I'll give him a little bit more rafches, he will do zachen as mitonish game. He will go to hotels and he's not allowed to go. I will never give him money to go to hotels. I know every time when he has money, he does bad. He goes to restaurants. So I don't give him money. I love him because he davened so stark. But like, next year he will daven shvacher, pitam, everything will come. He will start to collect the avers. Collect them. We're busy doing this, busy doing this. I'm just giving him a shalom. I say, Amor, you man came over to me crying. He said, he doesn't have money. He takes the yeshiva ride. There's buses there. In the days that he learned good, he every time misses the yeshiva ride. Every day that he doesn't learn good, he chaps the yeshiva ride. So Balabatish, the day that he doesn't learn, he's outside, so he chaps it. Yes, okay, that's nishta say shvel. But this is what his kasha was. Why when he doesn't learn, he chaps it, and when he learns, he misses it. So I told him, I'll tell you, I spoke to him. I found out he's a good shmuzer. He sits and learns. I read of Yenna. Kitzer, when he goes to the tender, he starts to speak about this chavrusa, gonish, this tamid chachim, gonish. The kitzer, till he comes home, ale yeshivas, aforim. So the day that he learns good, Rabbeinu Shalom says, if he goes on the bus, he learned for a whole day. He will speak Lashon Hara for half an hour there, and the guy near him. Kids, he comes home, not even one mitzvah that he did today. So the day that he learns good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him to lose the bus. He takes a taxi, costs him 50 shekel, but he's left with Olam Haba. The day that he learns Shvach, Basar Ani has done use, so then to go on the bus to get even a shekel more averes before he comes home. So now Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't know the Cheshbonos. But this is the Aleph Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, is the Hester Ponim. If we'll not be a Hester Ponim, we'll be shivering before Rosh Hashanah. Abba Shteytin Sforim, that if a person works on it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the feeling, the Talmud Rabbi Yisrael brings down in Koich Ve'oir, Pachad is a double b'metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that we will have a little bit Hester Ponim, that we will not have a Pachad Adin. Because if we will have it a little Pachad, a person is nervous, he wants to ask a favor from the Rosh Hashiva, he shuckles and he begs. No one has to work, he doesn't have to work on himself to do it. Every little favor that he needs, he begs. Kodesh Baruch Hu made Asidu Hester Ponim. If a person decides to work and to miskabel, Kodesh Baruch Hu miyad gives him the siyata nishmaya. He's to misboin it a little bit, and then he gets a pachad she'en kedug mosoi. It's not that the G'doyle Yisrael have more aveiras and they're so pachad. They're a little bit closer, it's a double shebeteva to be pachad. It's a double shebeteva. Even if you have only one little aveira, it's a pachad pchodim, how much punishment you could get. This is the aleph beis. After a person is misboinen in these achen, a person has to get ready to avoid it from Rosh Hashanah. The Avodah from Rosh Hashanah is Be'etzem Choluk from the Avodah from Yom Kippur. And we're standing now in the Avodah from Rosh Hashanah. Avada, the Iker Avodah of Yom Kippur is Shuvah Ma'isim Toivim, and this is also Rosh Hashanah. We're starting the Slichas, and we have to be Fashmish B'Maisa, V'Arba Yomim Shev Naloche Lebikurim, prisoners of Mevakir himself. And Avada, this is the Avodah to come to Rosh Hashanah on Achay. We have a week of Slichas to fix ourselves and to clean ourselves, to come on Achay to Rosh Hashanah. Avada, this is the Aleph Beis. But the Avodah Sayyim of Rosh Hashanah is Be'etzem, Imru Lefonai Malchiyas Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. Imru Lefonai Zichoyne Shiyale Zichoychem Lefonai Letoive Ubame B'Shoifo. What is Imru Lefonai Malchiyas? A person after his Mizboinen and the Goydel Keach of the Din, the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, the Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah doesn't say nothing there, especially this year Shabbos, we can't even say Zagnovin Malkeinu. So what are we daven in Rosh Hashanah? Person has to know like this. Sidon Melech Malche Amlochim Akodish Baruch Hu. What is Melech Malche Amlochim? Baruch Hashem today, Akodish Baruch Hu made up, we can understand that. Sidon Agresa Welt. Only first think on yourself. You have a world. You go to the beach. There's a sand. There's two little crumbs of sand there. You yourself, you're the size of yourself, and there's a world, and there's a beach, and there's two crumbs of sand. The two crumbs of sand are arguing with each other. It bothers you? They're going to destroy each other. It bothers you? And every minute they say millions of little fishes are eaten in the ocean. You feel bad? You know how much lions are eating zebras in the jungles now? Bothers you? No. It doesn't bother you. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the proportion of Meira Olam clapping us, is not even Ribbono Shel Olam and two crumbs of sand. We know today, in the Heinrich Gewalt, you know, they have these whole black holes, they call it years of light. So the world is on us off, yeah? Our world, the whole world, with all of us together, is not even one crumb in the oil that we know. Forget about what we don't know. Because I say, Malochim, Tarshishim, yeah? Billions of years of Mahalach, Shonim al Gabi Shonim. The world is billions, trillions, it's no Musik, Baruch Hashem today, for Ketane Hamona like us, like Rosh Baruch Hu made it, we could see it a little bit, understand it. You think the Ribbono Shel Olam Bichlal makes a difference to him? A guy gets up in the morning and someone is mamish panicking. This guy, you know, he's mamish waiting that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that, you know, something will happen from the sky and fall on his roommate, that mamish, you know, a bad roommate, mamish made letzonos of him. He's sure in a second, you know, that we say in the kines, they were waiting to see the malochim ha'ech yuzak titus b'shishim ribu mazikim. He's waiting to see his roommate epis happening to him, at least losing two of his feet for what he did to him. Yeah? He doesn't stand. The Ribbono Shel Olam is sitting up there, and everything is happening to him, and everyone is quiet. He's suffering so much. He's like, what is happening? You think someone cares about you, Lechura? I think before HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you, he will take care of the zebra, that the lion will not eat it. Why no Rachmanis and the zebra? Why? This is the world, the lion needs zebra. So the bad people eat the Shvacha people. Why you could step on the ants, and your friends can't step on you? What's the difference? Clapping the Ribbono Shel Olam is the difference. The ant also feels very bad when it got squished. But so what? Why do you think is Rachmanis more on you? This is Be'etzem, the proportion us if Bayra Olam. No vos. The godless of Bayra Olam after that is, I don't understand that, but that's the day. Ve'ovisa tehilo, mikrutzei choymer, michanite neshomo, ve'hi tehilo secho. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, that begadlusoi, aroi mememes, she'en kedugmasoi, that he could, we know, kol yachid, aber ve'ovisa tehilo, mikrutzei choymer, Mechanite neshomo vehiti losecho. We are going to clap the Ribbono Shel Olam. Eifer aforim, betelim veino. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Vavisa tehila mikrutzei choymer. This is the godless of Ribbono Shel Olam, and he gives us to do mitzvahs. We have a schus that we could serve him, that we could fix the olamis. We don't understand it. We don't understand why he needs it. The avoid of Rish Hashanah, people ask. Shtel tzachtzu, the visa tehilo, he wants. So he picks up that little crumb, we don't know what it means, and he's waiting. You know what that crumb says? Ribbono Shel Olam, this year, please, a car. Sugar, a car. The guy, that other crumb is disturbing me. I don't have to listen to you, Bichlal. I gave you a koyach to miroymen, to daven, for kvoit shomayim. I gave you a koyach, I don't need it. You know, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm already here, just a couple of dollars, just to take care of me, please. You're embarrassed to say it. You're embarrassed to say it. No, no, for sure, I'm davening. He's got to be Scottish. But where I couldn't Rosh Hashanah, I tried to push myself in also. Bizarre. I'm not saying not to do it. We're not holding in the Madrege to work on Roimimus the Gantz Zeit. Pele Avada, we have to come to all the Tfilas Apshutas. I don't mean in this what I'm saying now to take away the Avoida Apshuto. And Sahar Amol tells you only work on the Avoida Merumemes. We're not holding there. But I want you to have the Asoge in the real Avoida of Rosh Hashanah. When a person is Maimi, that Ribbono Shel Olam is everything. And it's called Yochel. The Hakul Mimenu, the Hakul Shulcho. He needs to be reminded that this guy is disturbing. Please help me. I'm just reminding you, you know, my roommate. If you could, just if I tell Moshgir to give me a room, just remind you, just in case if you didn't remember, I'm just reminding you. Why have to remind him? He knows. If you daven good, he will give it to you anyways. No boss. So why be chal we daven? Kach goes roch chmosay. And the hisbaskus, the ribayna shel olam is, when we beg and we ask him, then, again, ktanei, people like us, this is the way we shtel. That we believe that when we ask him, he does. He's waiting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'aber et philosophers et tzadikim. Kach hu seder advorim. But this is only seder advorim. This is more zog metzia. That it was a time, there was no rain. So they asked Eliyahu HaNavi, who could daven? He said, Rebchir v'bonov. So they started to daven. Pchatzkel was mas, Pchatzkel Lemesh in Polish was mas, but it's Gemara. He started to daven. Ki oma mashi v'ruach zog b'gemara. I think it's p'gimel amud bezo, p'bezo, bezo. Ki oma mashi v'ruach osa zike. Meir nageshem osa mitre. Ki boi lemeim amechai ha-meisim. Omru mi gilo roze. They send Eliyahu HaNavi. They hit him with 80 makles chutre de nehure. And he ran and he came dressed up like a beer and he messed the davening. Because if he would say mechai ha-meisim, Mashiach will come. Like the Pchatzkel. This Gemara is like the kids in the cheder. When they want to rain, they yell Mashiv Ruach Umayir Hageshem. The same Talumato, the rain comes. This is Mashiv Ruach Umayir Hageshem. What's the Shaykh is the Mashiv Ruach Umayir Hageshem? So the Pchatzkel, when you makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Gemara says, V'odom Ayin Lavin Esa Adomo, the rain comes. For Ketanei Amono, you have to say the same Talumato, then the rain comes. For Rabchia and Bonov, when they say Mashiv Ruach, Osiruch Zike. Meir da geshem osem mitre, ki boi elem eim amechai ha-meisim, id mele Eliyahu kedube. The hakorah, the ribayim shel olam, this is the real hamloche. The tafkid of Rosh Hashanah, and I'm saying again, about not to take away from andere avoidas, you have to do the tshuva pshuto. Ech yovo ele beis ha-melech, how you could feel that you're even a melech, if you're not clean, if you're not fixing yourself, avada. But the hakorah in Rosh Hashanah is, alts is the ribayim shel olam. It's no bad and good. It's no bad, it's no mitzvah of bad. Everything the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing for me. Either he's punishing me, and if he's giving me good, maybe he doesn't want me to be zeiche. But it's no bad and good. I'm makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shu kol yochoy, umelech malche amlochim. Hashem melech, Hashem molech, Hashem imlech lo'olam vo'et. Lo'olam vo'et, for billions of years. Who is me? And this billion after the whole ganze Welt, how much Yidden, billions, 6 million Yidden are sitting there because they died on Kiddush Hashem. They're higher for me. Thousands, Chuban Abayis. We are mamish a little crumb. Oh, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is masking to look on us. So Retzoneinu La'aseh Retzoneicha. So Ribbono Shel Olam, do for me everything what is good that I will manage to serve you this year. That I will be close to you. That I will have everything what I have to do. So I'm saying, so lemay sedik. Say the first avoda when slichas comes, you may have slichas are coming. First nothing is boinen. Val, he wants to be zoiche. Sido aribayna shel olam. Sido he wants to be zoiche bedin. He has to be clean. Now v'aviso teilo mikrutz echoimer, the galus of the ribayna shel olam that he's looking down. Shaden sforim, they bring a moshul. The king was going. Mamish, thousands of soldiers were standing. It was like one Nebuchadnezzar, a cranky soldier, and the king was walking, and everyone is standing, and the king goes out of his line, and he takes his hand of that shvach soldier, and he tells, and it starts to shake, and he tells him, "What you want? What you want? Everything okay? Yeah." And the king goes right, and everyone goes over to the soldier. What he said? What he said? What you want? What you want? What he said? He said, "Shoyt shaboylan, you could have asked for everything." And this name Rosh Hashanah, the king goes around. And if he sees someone prepared himself, cleaned himself from Averis, took himself in Yemei HaSlichas, and decided to change. and then he's meroimem the melech, and the melech looks down, and he gives him a ahava, everything is taken care of. He runs everything. Ki hakol shelcho, v'hakol lecho. He doesn't need help. But you have to come ready. So if a person, three things, to misbeinen and emas adin, and again, b'meile everything works. B'meile everything works. In misbeinen, but it doesn't come me'elov, zogt k'ch v'oir. Kodesh Baruch Hu made that a pachad is not me'elov. But if you misbeinen, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you the emas of pachad adin. It's the aleph base. And you clean yourself, and you come to Rish HaShoneh, with the hakore as melech malcha amlochim. And I'm saying, every person could take on himself the marshal, not the whole time. When you're doing malchias, you will work on this machshavas. This man birkas malchias. And this part of avoida. I'm saying, you can't only have this part of avoida, because we're not holding in such a high madrege, so mele, it's just, sometimes it's luft. But psukim for malchias. And I'm so embarrassed. Now the Sforim state. What is the second? But mele, I'm so embarrassed that I did chet. I hope such charota that I did chet. This is the machshavas that you think. So azay grace is the melech. Azay charote. Alvai, alvai that I could serve the melech the way the melech wants me to serve. And again, I'm embarrassed. Baruch Hashem, shirkeach shabocharbonu veroymemonu vekidushonu. And a person says, Oleinu l'shabeach in Rish HaShoneh after Malchias, and he feels, Oleinu l'shabeach, shelo yosonu kegoi ha'arotzois, lo yisomonu kemishpere, shelo yisom chalkeinu kohen, shemishtach v'im lohebet, v'anachnu koirim, mishtach v'im moidim, v'im malach, v'im shalom yisharkeach. Such a simcha, such ahava. If a person could come in such a reimimus, I'm so lucky, he chose me. He managed to come to the avoid of Rish HaShoneh. And as Hashem, we together, we see the chassin of faith. Thank you.